Lord, we return all the glory to you. Faithful is he that has called who will perform it. Thank you, precious Lord. We live because you live. We live because you live. Because you live. Thank you for your grace, for your strength, for your power and your might. You have been so faithful. We return all the glory to you. We return all the honor to you. Receive all the praise. Receive all the glory. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name, we worship. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord on highest. I want to comment briefly on our sister's testimony. And you see, what just happened was a mighty deliverance. And frankly, I was surprised that she said she joined them in the car. I was truly surprised. Innocency sometimes may not exonerate you from problem. Maybe this could still be a pointer to the sermon this morning, because there's a dimension at which I would emphasize on prayer. And I believe that was what delivered her. Are you listening to me? The prompting of the Spirit that has asked her to pray earlier, and her yielding to it, became a key to her deliverance. Otherwise, she would have gone. Believe me. Because this was a clear example, a very clear example of what happens many times. And we would also trust God to grant us wisdom to be able to respond to issues spontaneously. 2022, as the dawn of the years begins to draw close, I've told you this before, there is no guarantee that things will improve in the world. Are you following me? There is no guarantee that things will improve in the world. But rather, as the world begins to depreciate and decline, God's own people who put their trust and their hope in him, God will continue to do what? Strengthen them. A whole lot is happening. I was surprised this morning when I came across an information, and I quickly went to Google it to confirm, and I saw it was true. Last week, that China had developed and launched their sun. Yes. They launched their sun, and it stayed for 16 minutes to 17 minutes. And that sun is 5 times hotter than the normal sun. There's a technology they are trying to drive, and they need to produce their own sun that will assist them drive it. They launched the sun over the week, last week. The sun was raised, it came up, and people felt the heat. It was 5 times hotter than the normal sun. And the sun lasted for 16 to 17 minutes before it was dropped. And very soon they are going to advance more in that. And they said it was a technology that cost them $1 trillion. $1 trillion to be able to launch that soon. You know, the scripture tells us as we draw closer to the last days, one of the signs also that will point to it, in addition to evil increasing, is that knowledge will increase. Knowledge will increase. And we are still expecting more increase. You know, I told you, if you think Jesus will not come or the world will not end, you are making a mistake. Because the evil that is multiplying on daily basis is enough to tell you that this world is going nowhere. That's a fact. So technology is speedily advancing. Today now, a child can be produced. I don't want to use the word born. Let me even use the word manufactured. A child, believe me, I'm not even talking about IV. A child can be manufactured and put in an artificial womb. How many of you know they have artificial wombs now that can carry a baby? That from day one, the child would never be in his mother's womb. That the child will remain in an artificial womb until the child is removed, not born, from the artificial womb. So he will get up without having a father or a known mother anywhere. Who gave birth to him? The womb, the artificial womb, was a product of where the child came out from. And you know what these things are pointing to? Because inasmuch as we know that there is a plan to depopulate the world, they still have a plan to produce certain humans to their choice. That is what they are working towards. While depopulating the world, then there will be production of individuals and people that will suit their choice. Of course, some of you already know that right now we have many people that are not human beings are existing in this earth. Are you aware of that? Yes. There are people that are not human beings existing. In fact, I came across a robot that, except you are told she is one, you wouldn't know she is not a human being. Except you are told this is a robot, you wouldn't know she is not a human. That's why do you think sometimes you are online and certain things pops up and they ask you, do this to show you are human? You don't know there are people who are not human that are operating the system. Or you think those things just come up for nothing? How many of you have observed such things before? And you are told, type this to show you are human. And you think it's just typing. No. There are people that are not human that are operating somewhere. So they are trying to use some of these things to checkmate certain things. I say that to say that we must prepare ourselves for what God has for us and what God wants to do with us. Now, these things are, by the way, praise the Lord, they are not the core of the sermon I want to share with you this morning. We would be diving into it very quickly. Three critical keys for triumph in 2022. If you are going to triumph this year, God gave me three critical keys that will help me make the most of this year. One, faith. Jude chapter 1 verse 3. The scripture says, earnestly contend for the word faith. Let me begin by saying that the greatest medium for exchange on earth is faith. The greatest medium of exchange on earth is what? Faith. Faith is a tool through which we can make divine exchange and get anything we want available to us. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrew about women who through faith exchange their dead children for the living ones. Are you listening to me? Through faith, they did what? Exchange their dead children for the living ones. If you are going to make the most of your life this year, at whatever cost, seek to grow your faith and keep your faith. It is going to be the major key upon which we are going to strive and make the most of our lives. I'll say this, whatever area of your life that the devil attacks, it is only a medium of getting to your faith. Don't forget this. Whatever area of your life that the devil chooses to attack, it is only a medium of what? Getting to your faith. If he's attacking your family, if he's attacking your business, if he's attacking your finance, all his focus in the midst of those attacks is to what? Get to your faith. And Jesus knew this too well. And when the devil came for Peter, he said to Peter, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat, but howbeit, I have prayed for you that your faith will not what? Your faith will not fail. When you are converted, strengthen your brethren. Everything the devil will throw at you is targeted on your faith. When he begins to attack your family, it is your faith he wants to get to. When he begins to attack your finance, it is your faith he wants to get to. I've told you this time and again, don't make the mistake of thinking that the devil does not prosper people. He does prosper people, but at the detriment of their soul. So what he is after is not to make you poor. The moment you can lose your faith and submit to him, he will bless you abundantly. Did you hear what I just said? The moment you are ready to give up your faith and submit to the devil and ask him to give you anything, he can give it to you. There have been stories of people who the devil blessed financially, and believe me, they were financially blessed, in quotes, at the detriment of their faith and their soul. So when the devil comes attacking your life, always remember that what he is after is to get to your faith. All the things he will use as a means is just to drive towards your faith. And that's why the scripture tells us we should earnestly contend for the faith. Whatever you can do to keep your faith, stick to it. And believe me, child of God, as long as you are keeping to faith, you are successful in the sight of God. You may not have enough money in your pocket, but you are what? Successful. Because everything the devil will do is to get at your faith. That was the story of Job. Job was a prosperous man. When the devil came attacking him, all the basis of the attack was to get to his faith. So that Job will come to a point where he will denounce God. But Job, who had that understanding, he refused. The first critical key you need in 2022 to triumph is your faith. And whatever it will cost you, friends, grow your faith. Did you hear what I said? The only interest of the devil in your life is your faith. The only interest of the devil in your life is your what? Your faith, not your money. When he attacks your finances, is a means of getting to your faith. If you are ready to submit to him, he will in turn give you that financial thing you need. You think money rituals are not real? Do you think they are not real? My brother, they are real. They are real. But you get it at the detriment of your life. I won't forget the story of a friend of mine who told me about his friend. He said the young man called him one day and was telling him that he envies him. He said this man was a very rich man. And he was wondering, the same man he also is envying is also envying him. And when the man pulled up his trouser, he showed him a sore on his leg. Now it dawned on him that this man, anytime you come to his vehicle, anywhere he's around him, you will find heavy perfumes, very expensive ones, the ones that when you spray, even after washing your clothes and 3 days, 1 week, the perfume is still there. And he was envying the guy as a big boy who was using big perfumes, and he didn't know that the young man had a sore on his leg that will never heal. And the young man told him the sore would never heal. And that was what he used for his ritual. So every time you had perfumes around him, you wouldn't know that there was a sore that was oozing a bad odor from his leg. That was when he knew that he was a better person, even with his lack. That his own life was better. There was another man who had a ritual done. And he said he exchanged his soul with the devil for a lizard. And little did the man know the implication of the exchange. This man had a very big, mighty house. Now, when you pass by the house, you will wish you were the one who had that house. But eventually, the man will open up and realize and say something so striking that at given periods in his life, he will change to a lizard and sleep on top of the roof of the house. That big mansion, sometimes our guy is sleeping on top of the roof. And what came to my mind was, what if a kite come and carry the lizard in the night? What will happen to our brother? That was what I kept thinking. What if a kite by mistake? Then the wife will wake up and see that her husband maybe has died or something. I don't know how the thing will happen. I'm telling you a true life story. Whatever it will take you to keep your faith, you have made no loss, even if you don't have money in your pocket, and you are keeping your faith. You have lost nothing if you don't have money in your pocket and you are keeping your faith. Believe me when I tell you these things. Faith is a critical key to triumphing this year. And whatever it will take you, child of God, strive to keep faith. Through faith, we have access to grace. Time will fail me, but you can just write it down. Romans chapter 5, verse 2. Maybe one of these days I'll go into that study on these. We are justified by faith. You can find it in Romans chapter 5. And verse 1, we live by faith. You can find it in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 38. And let me add that the faith that it takes you to stay on God, waiting on Him till your result comes, is still the same faith that is required to keep you expectant, even if the result will never come till you die. I'll say this again. The faith that you require to keep waiting on God to get the result is also the same faith that is required to keep you in expectant and waiting, even if you will not get the result till you die. Is a dimension of faith, is the same faith. The Bible speaks of the three Hebrew children. We know it was faith that made them come to a point where they said to the king, O king, we are not careful to answer you on this matter. God will save us. It's a dimension of faith. A faith that keeps you believing that God will assist you. And then they reveal the second dimension of faith. Even if he doesn't want to save us, we die here. That is still faith. The two dimensions of faith. The faith that keeps you hoping on God for a result. And the faith that keeps you ready to die, even if the result won't show up. But today the church has been exposed only to the faith that keeps us waiting on God for an answer. We are yet to explore and understand the details and the content of the faith that keeps us waiting even if we have to die without a result. What we are always told in church these days are the material blessings is what we are focusing on. But believe me when I tell you, there are things you may keep trusting God for that may never come till you die. It takes faith to keep trusting him and never see it till you close your eyes. And that's why they say, King, we are not careful to answer you. God will save us. Even if he doesn't save us, we die here. There is no option to it. I told you this, that I've come to a point in my life that the only two options I have in any given situation is to keep waiting on God for a change, or I die waiting for the change. That's the two only options we should have as Christians. To keep waiting on God for that change, or be ready to die while you are waiting. But as for turning to the devil for assistance, no, it's not an option. Did you hear what I said? It's not an option. In reality, the devil will not assist you. Whatever he gives to you is at the detriment of your faith. O king, we are not careful to answer you on this matter. Two things will happen here. Either we go into this fire and God will save us from your hands, or we enter there and we die there. The matter is settled. The Bible says Nebuchadnezzar got so angry. Why would these boys talk to me this way? He said, hit the fire 7 times more. But the good news is that sometimes in faith, God waits for you in the fire. Did you hear what I said? Many of us like God to show up outside the fire. But friends, there are many times in our lives where God is waiting for us inside the fire. Inside the fire. The furnace was heated 7 times hotter, to the point that the scripture says even the men that brought them to throw them in, the moment they opened the furnace, the heat came out and devoured them. But these boys landed there, and all the fire could do was to break the chains and the cords that held them bound. When they came out, the testimony was there was not even a smell of fire in their body. May that be your portion. Amen. What kind of faith was able to connect them to the miracle? The faith that kept them ready to die, even God, if God won't show up. And until you come to a time in your life where you have developed such a faith that is ready and has kept you set to die, even if God will not show up, there's a restriction to what God will do for you. But the faith we always pursue is the one that tells us that we keep waiting till God shows up. But friends, there is also a faith that will keep you even when God will never show up. Did you hear what I said? It's up to you to decide what you want to do with your life. It's up to you to decide. Because God has got to pull us from these things we are pursuing so that we can keep our eyes focused on him. The first key you need to triumph is faith. Is faith. Is faith. Is faith. Is faith. The second key is prayer. Somebody say prayer.
Prayer.
Come on, shout it louder. Prayer.
Prayer.
Time and again, I have emphasized the importance of prayer. And I told you that the most significant purpose of prayer is not to meet our needs. That is what you are being taught in church, where you focus your prayers on being a tool for God to assist you. That is not the most important of prayer. No. More to what prayer does through you, what prayer does in you is more important. Did you hear what I said? What prayer does in you is more important than what prayer does what? Through you. And when we pray, something happens in us. That is the reason many times God delays answers to many people's prayer, because he wants prayer to do something in them first. Because if God were to show up the moment we make the request, we'll abandon praying. I told you some time ago that I can't remember when last I stood up asking God for something in prayers. Majority of my prayers are not focused on what I ask God for myself. No, that's not prayer. It's good enough for a newborn, Christian. Kindergarten forms of prayer. But when you begin to advance in prayer, you will discover that prayer is a tool for transition. That when we pray, we transit. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. The Bible says they shall speak in new tongues. Not they shall speak in tongues. New what? Many of you are speaking in tongues. You are not speaking in new tongues. It's not enough to be speaking in tongues. You need to be speaking in new tongues. And when a person is speaking in new tongues, is a clear example of transition. Because through prayers, we can provoke encounters. I won't forget this experience in my life. How I read the books of Watchman Nee in a season of prayer and consistency. His books are in very big volumes. I was reading his books, and one of the nights, he came to me. I've told you this before. Ezekiel said the Spirit entered into me while he was what? Speaking to me. It's a portal. What you attend to, what you listen to, will enter your life. While the Spirit was speaking to me, he entered into me. Words are medium of movement. Spirits move through words. Did you hear what I said? Spirits does what? Move through words. Words are not just verbal statements. Words are more than verbal statements. They are a medium of movement. And that's why when you listen to the words of discouragement, you get discouraged. When you listen to words of fear, you get fear. You catch with the spirit of fear. And when you listen to the word of God, it builds faith within you. And when this man walked up to me in a dream, the only words he told me was, "I am Watchman Nee." But the moment I saw him, my spirit told me, "This is Watchman Nee." I've never seen him anywhere in my life. Not even on pictures, because all his books never had pictures. And he walked up to me, he took his hands and put on my head and began to pray in tongues. And I woke up from sleep in that encounter, praying in tongues. And I realized that my language of tongues had changed. That was the first thing I noticed. And the second thing I noticed is what I will simply explain as the margin of my spirit to my soul. I can't explain it beyond this point. But that is a personal experience. That I could be speaking in tongues and my emotions begins to react to the tongues I'm speaking. Can I tell you that spiritual things are caught, they are not taught. There are many things I'll sit down here and try to teach you, you would never understand. But when you begin to transit personally, many things are made available unto you. Friends, when I persuade you to pray, it's not so that God will meet your needs. Even in the Garden of Eden, all the needs of Adam was provided, but God will come at the cool of the day. Because what is more important to God is what? Communion. And only through prayers that you can easily access communion. If you are going to make the most of this year, prayer. In addition to others, one reason we need to engage in intense prayer is that it increases our authority level in the realms of the spirit. Are you aware of this? Prayer increases your authority level in the realms of the spirit. Because if you have to pray, you have to engage God. When I ask you to pray, you don't realize there are things I'm trying to help you get done. And unfortunately, my prayer for you cannot help you so much as the prayer you pray for yourself. Did you hear what I said? Because when I have prayed myself personally, and I'm praying for you, I'm exercising my own spiritual authority and level, and using it to exert on your problem to get it solved. Even if I get it solved, you will still have more problems tomorrow. Did you hear what I just said? You still have more. But when you begin to pray for yourself and develop that habit, you are building yourself up spiritually to be able to exercise your own personal authority over problems. But because many of us don't like to pray, and unfortunately the devil has been able to deal with many of us. In churches today, one of the least attended church activity is prayer meetings. If I say we have praise concerts, hi, praise, people will come out, everybody, they want to dance. Because the problem is, even in the midst of the dancing, and while they are thinking they are praising God, the flesh is still expressing itself while the dancing is going on. Are you aware of that? Yes. It's a medium. The flesh still expresses itself. But when I say, let us pray and fast, before the flesh come, it has died in the house. Then as you come to pray, the flesh has been drained. So the devil wouldn't want you to come. He will give you business activities. Many things you need to do. How important your business is. And you still fail to realize that business you are pursuing, that there is something you can become that will command influence over your business. Life answers to what you have become, not what you are doing. I'll say this again. Life answers to what you have become, not what you are what? Doing. There was something Samuel became, Eli became in the realms of the spirit, that he could just alter a word and it will be done. The question you ask yourself is, what are you becoming? Life answers to what you have become, not what you are doing. There was something Isaac became that anywhere he dug a well, water showed up. Even where there was famine, everybody will dig and they can't find water. Isaac will put his shovel and water will come out. The Bible said they struggled with it. He moved on because he knew there was something he had become. And as a result of that,
The water was answering to him,
not to the ground. He left it and went elsewhere. He dug again. Water came out. They struggled for it. He left it and he moved on. Life answers to what you have become, not what you are doing. Friends, cease paying attention to what you are doing to make a living. Focus on what you will become to make a living. There is something you can become. Everything in this life will answer to you. And it's only through prayers that we transit to becoming better versions of ourselves. I've taught you this time and again, and I wish you will catch it. Only through prayers we transit to become better versions of ourselves. And there are versions of us that can never experience certain realities. A prophecy may come upon your life. In reality, you are the one that the prophecy is for. But the version of you that will bat it, because it has not come, the prophecy will keep hanging. I told you that it wasn't the version of Jesus that died on the cross that ate the Last Supper. The version of Jesus as a child must be hidden from Herod, or Herod will kill that child. Was that the Messiah? Yes. But that version in childhood can't do anything. That version must be hidden from Herod, or the assignment and the prophecy will be aborted. That version had to run. The angel appeared to the mother. Joseph, carry this child and run. There was a version of Jesus that ran away. Because that version cannot bat that prophecy. Then he will clock 30 years. He will go to be baptized. A new version will emerge. As he walks into the wilderness, something begins to happen. And as the improved version of himself begins to come, he begins to align with prophecy. Child of God, the prophecies over your life will not come to pass. Not every version of you can bat it into reality. If you fail to pray, you fail to transit. All you keep doing and seeing is that God said, God said, God said, and you can't see it in your life. I say this again. Life answers to what you have become, not what you are doing. Two people might be doing the same thing and be producing different results because there is something one has become that the other hasn't become. And you are looking at what the person is doing. You don't know what he has become. What is occult, man? Success in business doesn't answer to what you are doing. You think they are doing the business you are doing. No, there is something they have become in their secret place. When they come out, things begin to happen. Your customer will pass their shop and go to their own and buy. You don't know the guy has become something. And you think it's what he's doing. No. What are you ready to become this year? If you are going to make the most of 2022, you must decide to become something. Did you hear what I said? When we pray, we transit. In the place of prayer, we increase our spiritual authority. Moses stayed in the presence of God, and the Bible tells us his face began to shine. There was something he had become, that when he came down from the mountain, his face began to shine. And you are still struggling with praying for 30 minutes. Even after all this, we'll be informed about the praying and fasting that will take off. Many people will still go to pursue their business. You don't spend time in prayers. And that's why your life is the way it is. I ask you again, what are you becoming? Whether you like it or not, as you live your life every day, you are becoming something. And life will answer to what you have become, not what you are doing. The Bible says we shall speak in new tongues. For those of you who have been speaking in old tongues, it's time to speak in new tongues. You see it sometimes when I pray for people here, they begin to burst in new tongues. Because the old tongues, the soul can get acclimatized to it. Are you aware of that? Yes. The old tongues, your mind can get used to it, that you can just be speaking it at any time. But when it has to do with new tongues, it springs from your spirit. From your spirit. The scripture says they shall speak in new tongues. Prayer. Prayer. Prayer changes us. Let's look at Luke chapter 9 from verse 28 and 29. I sense a very strong release in my spirit. As many as are set, God is ready to do something in their lives. I'll be ending on this note. Maybe next week I'll be continuing. Luke chapter 9, are you there? From verse 28. And it came to pass, about an 8 days after the saying, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, somebody say, as he prayed. Come on, shout it louder. As he prayed. Shout it with all your strength. As he prayed. As you pray this year, something new will happen in your life. If only you'll be ready to pray. As he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of his deceased, which he should accomplish in Jerusalem. There are five key points I want to discuss from this scripture verse we just read. The first thing we see that prayer does is that the Bible said as he prayed, his countenance was what? Changed. His countenance. A translation said his fashion, his form was changed. Anytime we begin to engage in prayers, prayer begins to change us. And that's why I told you that what prayer does in you is more important than what prayer does through you. The focus of prayer is not getting an answer to the prayer, is to be transiting. You've not heard this before. The focus of the prayer is not necessary to get an answer to your request. It's for you to be transiting, because there is something you are becoming. I told you that it wasn't the Jesus that ate the Last Supper that died on the cross. Watch the Jesus that ate the Last Supper. When the reality of what he was to go through began to dawn on him, Jesus knew that the task was going to be very difficult. He called his disciples. He said, let us pray. And he took them and he went to the place of prayer. He began to pray, Lord, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. That was a Jesus that if God were to have said, make your choice on what you want, at that point he would have said, let's forget this thing. Because the agony was strong. The agony was much. And the moment God had those words, the Bible says an angel came down. This was an emergency SOS. The Savior of the world, the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the earth, now appears before what he was born to do. He says, if it's possible, let this cup pass. They knew something may go wrong. An emergency SOS came down. An angel came down from heaven. And the scripture says the angel began to strengthen him. And in the place of strengthening him, Jesus began to transit. And the Bible says, when that began to happen, he began to pray more intensely and in greater agony, to the point that the sweat on his face now began to drop like blood. That man began to transit. And when he was done with that prayer, he came out and said, the hour has come. The hour has come. He that is to betray me is ahead of me. And he gave himself up. Prayer. When we pray, we transit. Look at the disciples who didn't pray that prayer. He called Peter the first time. Peter woke up and began to snore again. He came to him the second time, the third time. And he said, sleep on. And he went back to transit the more. And when he was giving himself up, Peter saw him. And all Peter could do was to carry sword and go and cut off ear. He didn't see head. His ear he was cutting. Imagine that. Have you seen that kind of fight that when somebody is ready to fight, he will go here, throw his shoe and come out. Go here, fold his trouser. Fight now. He cut ear. He didn't cut head. A man had a sword. He went and cut ear. Not a man, not even a small knife. A big sword. He used to cut ear. And after cutting ear, Jesus returned the ear. The man ran away. That was it. The same Peter who had told Jesus earlier, I'm ready to die for you. Even if everybody will run away, I will die for you. Okay? I will die for you. Many of your boasts, you can't fulfill it because you have not prayed. Where will the strength come from? Many of your resolutions, you can't keep it because you have not prayed. Away with New Year resolutions if you can't strengthen yourself in the place of prayer. It's not the resolutions that will keep you. It's prayer. I will die for you. When the time came, Peter ran away. And then now he sees a small girl. Peter begins to vitiate. I have never seen this man all my life. If I have seen him, let the aeroplane kill me. He began to swear and to curse just before a small girl. But read through the scripture what happened after Peter was restored. The same man will stand boldly in the midst of crowds and multitudes and preach that Jesus he denied. Prayer changes us, friends. The goal of prayer is not for answers to come. It's for you to transit. So whether those answers are coming or not, stay on prayer. You are transiting. Move prayer from just being a thing you use to get something from God. Engage prayer as a tool to change you. When we pray, we transit. The Bible says Jesus, his countenance was changed. The second thing we see is that the prayer moved beyond changing his countenance to changing his clothes. The Bible says his clothes began to glitter as white as snow. A man so prayed, not only his countenance changed, it affected his clothes. Are you aware that men whose clothes carry authority and turns into mantles are men of prayer? You didn't hear what I said. Men whose clothes can turn into mantles are men of prayer. I told you it takes an altar to erect an altar. If you are not a spiritual mobile altar, you can't erect one anywhere. You must first be an altar to erect an altar. How was it that the mantle of Elijah became a tool that Elisha will use? Because this man prayed. When you pray, it affects everything around you, even to his clothes. And that is where God wants to bring the church to. Because there are so many things that needs to be done that the man of God may not be available to do. Did you hear what I said? What happened with Peter? The Bible says even from his body they brought handkerchiefs that was doing miracle services. Handkerchiefs. went on doing miracle service. You know, if Peter was to do the miracle service alone, that man will die before his time. He will be tired. But handkerchief won't get tired. Do you see the technology there? They were using the handkerchief, laying on the sick, and it was healing people. The person who is laying it may get tired, but the handkerchief is still ready to perform. Another brother will take it again and begin to do it for him. When you are tired, you drop it, another brother will take the handkerchief. But if Peter was to lay hands on all the sick, that man will die before his time. But to be able to transform an instrument to carry the virtue that the body was carrying, it must go in the place of prayer. Did you hear what I said? Men transit when they pray. The third thing we see is that encounters are products of prayer. Encounters are product of what? The scripture tells us in Luke chapter 9 that behold, there appeared two men. There was an encounter because someone was praying. If you want to have spiritual encounters this year, you must engage in prayers. Believe me when I tell you these things. You want to have spiritual encounters in dreams, revelations, you must engage in prayers. I have had several of them. And I woke from those encounters to feel the impact physically of what I was doing in that dream. Friends, you must return to prayer. Did you hear what I said? And the fourth thing we see is that there were voices heard. Communication is stronger and clearer in the place of prayer. Communication is stronger and clearer in the place of what? Prayer. When you begin to devote yourself into praying, spiritual signals becomes clearer for you. Believe what I'm telling you. Many times there are things God may show you and you fail to understand it simply because you are not engaged in the place of prayer. The scripture tells us they beheld these men talk with him. Communications are clearer when we pray. Communications are clearer. Many of you have not engaged well in prayer. That's why certain things have not started happening in your life. And believe me, no matter who lays hands on you and who pours the oil, until you get to the place of priesthood, which is the focus of prayer, nothing will happen positively. And that's why I said you must push your prayer from using it as a tool to meeting your physical needs to the place of priesthood. Then portals are opened unto you. And then we have the fifth point, and I close. Prayerful men peep into heaven's agenda. Did you hear what I said? Prayerful men do what? They peep into heaven's agenda. Heaven could be doing something, but only those who are prayerful can be able to peep into it and see it. Are you aware that there's a dimension a man can walk with God, and God will even begin to show him what is yet to happen that may not even concern him at all? Read through the story of John and the island of Patmos. There were visions and revelations that John saw. He said, I wanted to write. The angel with me said, don't write this once. Conceal this from the church, but just have to know it. Are you aware there are revelations that John knows that the church is unaware of? Because God said, conceal these ones from them. But he showed it to John. The question you ask yourself is, why will God make certain things about me known to someone and it's not known to me? It's not usual in God's operation to function that way. It's not usual in God's operation to function that way. But it is a person that draws closer to him that can peep into his agenda. others won't see it. I won't forget a pastor friend of mine. I close on this note. There was this lady he wanted to get married to. A pastor. I'd never seen the lady anywhere. He had always told me about this girl. So one of the days I got into his house, he was a very close friend of mine. We were chatting. And I told him, let me see this girl. He pulled out his phone and he just showed me the lady. And the moment I saw her picture, I knew something he didn't know. I told him, don't marry this lady. He said, why? I said, this girl is a female version of me. I was talking in parables. There was something I knew that he didn't know. I said, this girl is a female version of me. Now, this young man, we used to be very good friends. Very good friends. Then we were in our Bible school, when we were in Bible school days. But before we finish in a trimester, maybe 3 or 4 weeks, we begin to quarrel. And we'll never talk to each other again until the end of the trimester. But people who knew us looked upon us as very good friends. As I'm talking to you today now, for the past four years thereabout now, we've not spoken. For the past 4 years. We have not spoken. He is on his own. I am on my own. He is a very disorganized kind of person. And that is always what causes our fight and our quarrel. He could come to my corner then, take a cup, use it and drink tea. And next he puts it under his bed. And he will forget that the owner of the cup will need to drink tea sometime. He will come and remove spoon. After using the spoon, he put under his bed. He is waiting for who will come and wash it. That is just his life. And that is why we always quarreled. Now, apart from those physical dimensions, the both of us make the most of ministry when you invite us to your church. In fact, by the time we are done ministering together, the church will shake. But when we go home, I didn't like his... We quarrel in that dimension. That was the two of us. So that was why I told him, don't marry this young lady. She is a female version of me. The young man said, no. I have told you, don't marry this girl. You wouldn't believe that the marriage broke up in less than 2 years. Today he is remarried to another person. The marriage did not last for up to 2 years. I told him she's a female version of me. Because I know how we relate. And I knew that thing won't work. But for whatever reason, he didn't know. But I knew. Men who pray and are close in communion, they peep into heaven's agenda. If you want to know much of heaven's agenda, you must engage in prayers. It is when we pray that things are uncovered to us. But when I ask you to pray, you are more focused on meeting your needs. You fail to realize that your needs may not be met, and yet you become aware of certain things. Friends, we are going to pray. Three critical keys to engaging 2022. I say this by revelation of what God has spoken to me. Return to the place of prayer. You had the testimony of our sister. And I still wonder, what could have happened if she didn't pray? Many spiritual spore. One of these days I'll be talking about spiritual spore. Many spiritual spore we ignore is the reason why certain misfortune befall us. Are you aware of that? Yes. Many spiritual spore we ignore. They are the reason certain things befall us as Christians. Because when God saw it was trying to happen, he burdened you to intervene and intercede so that something can happen. You ignored it. And at the end, that thing will happen to you. And you keep wondering why God has allowed it to happen. Can I tell you that it's not only God that decides your future. It is in your hands. It's in your hands. Many things God will want to do in your life that he cannot do it without your permission. And when he tells you do this, is a means of you granting him permission, so that when you begin to do it, he can do what? Step in. But you refuse to do it. You are sleeping in the night and the Holy Ghost wakes you up and he tells you, start praying, start praying. My brother, all you just do is you open your eye and then you turn to the direction where ventilation and breeze is coming from and you sleep off again. As though the Holy Spirit woke you to change your sleeping position. Was that why he woke you up? To change your sleeping position and you sleep again. And the next morning you wonder why that thing happened. But he prompted you, pray. Pray. You refuse to pray. Pray. Take it serious this year. Let's rise to our feet. It is stupid and foolish of us to think that it is God's responsibility to do everything he wants to do in our lives. That kind of commitment is stupid and foolish. It is us partnering with God. You have a part to play. God has a part to play. Are you listening to me? Even if God plays his part perfectly, and you refuse to play your part, you'll be frustrated. Nothing positive will happen. And in reality, God has played his part perfectly and has accomplished it. It is now left to us to play our part. But many times when he beckons on us to play our part, we run away. We think we are doing him. Your eye will open very soon. He's beckoning on you to play your part. He has played his part. Play your part so that your life can be framed and perfected, and you run away, you refuse to do it. I've always told you, you can do anything you want to do with your life, borrowing the words of our presiding bishop, but you cannot choose the consequences of your actions. You can never. You can choose your actions, choose anything you want to do with your life. It's left to you. It's not in the hands of God. But you cannot choose the consequences of your action. The consequences of our actions are pre-programmed. That if you move this way, this is what you will experience. You can't move that way and think you will dodge the consequence. That is what many of us do. Except in very rare occasion, where mercy rises on our behalf to speak. Mercy is the only tool through which somebody may dodge the consequence of his wrong actions. Are you aware of that? Yes, mercy. And that is only in the hands of God. I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Otherwise, you cannot dodge the consequences. You may decide what to do with your life, but be ready to face the consequences. I showed you two keys today. On Sunday, next week, I'll be showing the third key. Discouragement. 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 You must get rid of it. You must get rid of it. Let's open our mouths and pray. I don't know what the Lord is speaking to you concerning. I don't know what he has spoken to your heart. Faith, prayer, faith, prayer, faith, prayer. As long as you are keeping faith, you are successful in the sight of God. Whether there is money in your pocket, whether you are going through needs and crises and challenges, as long as your faith is intact and your focus should always be your faith. Never meet any need at the expense of your faith. Never solve any of life's problems at the detriment of your faith. Brother, sister, keep carrying and moving on with that problem. Only time will tell. Never choose to solve any problem at the detriment of your faith. Whatever God has not given me, I don't want to have it. Don't you dare try to get it. Can you lift your voice and talk to God this morning? Some of us must have to come before the Lord in repentance. We must have to come before the Lord in repentance, some of us. And after this morning, you must make a decision to pray. It is what you are becoming that decides what happened in your life. Life answers to what you have become, not what you are doing. Two men may do the same thing and produce different results. There is something one has become in a secret place. The other is unaware of it. Two men may do the same thing and get different results. One has become something that the other is unaware of. What are you becoming? Our call as Christians is to become priests. And God wants to usher us into the realms of priesthood, where we can stand and legislate and decide what happens in our life. Only in the place of priesthood can you legislate and decide what happens in your life. Because there is something you have become. If you have not become anything, your life will be left to chance. But when you have become something, you legislate and decide what I want to see in my life. What are you becoming? What are you becoming? Don't allow the devil to wreak havoc in your family. Don't allow the devil to wreak havoc in your business. Don't allow the devil to wreak havoc around you, because you have failed to become something that can legislate over your life. Sometimes you live at the mercy of people and pastors who pray for you. You must pray for yourself. There's a limit to what prayer I pray can do for you. You must pray. He spoke to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. Men ought always to pray. Someone has got to pray this morning. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Are you fainting in the place of prayer? Have you failed to become what you should be that will change your life? What are you becoming?